Hey Gators and sports fans, get all your Gator talk, news, analysis, and opinions on the Pod Up with Matthews in the Morning Podcast. Find us on your favorite podcast platform or watch us on Facebook Live between 8 a.m. and 9 a.m. every weekday. Pod Up, because we are Gator fans. So say, it's great to be a Florida Gator.
Ready?
Here we go.
Evan, are we ready? No. Are we good to go? Are we good to go?
Oh, my.
Good morning. We got technical difficulties once again with this wonderful Facebook Live. We're looking live at the Crime Prevention Security System Studios, large enough to serve you, small enough to care. It's Friday. That means we'll have JC here shortly. We'll do our Peachland Dental Weekend Picks. And then the second portion, we'll have Franz Beer from Gator Vape join us, get his thoughts on what's going on with the Gator football program. Also, the Mighty Gators just blow out Milwaukee last night, who has a lottery pick on their team, believe it or not. He's a first-time five-star, one of the top players in America, decided to go play his college ball at Milwaukee. And the Gators just hammered them last night in the O'Connell Center. But let's head on over to the – and if you also missed it, the Atlanta Falcons might have the worst roster I've ever seen in the National Football League. Good morning, JC. How are you?
Hey, man. I see that you got your Camp QB shirt on. There's alligators at Camp QB right there, as I can see. Big, fat alligator. Yeah. Listen, QB, you're getting ready to go to Missouri, and you're getting a beautiful weekend up there in Como, a new place for you to go to and enjoy. Florida Gators going in as a 8.5 to 9 point favorite in this game. So, hey, I think it's all looking good. Now, you know, Missouri QB is a place where coaches' careers go to die, right? I mean, we've seen Muschamp. Well, Muschamp was let go.
Oh, you mean the visiting coaches?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's just something about Missouri. Wasn't McElwain and Muschamp after Missouri pretty much told to hit the door? I mean, didn't that happen?
No, it was McElwain Muschamp told hit the door after Georgia.
Georgia, and then Missouri was Muschamp, right? So,
So
you know, I don't know. The more I've been thinking about this Dan Mullen thing, I'm starting to wonder if they don't come back with a double. Well, you've already said they've made their mind up. About 60% agree with that, because if they were going to keep them, I think we would have heard that already. But we haven't heard that. So if Florida comes back and doesn't play well in this game and kind of lays an egg next week, then I think that will be it.
Well, you just spoke out of both sides of your mouth.
I know I did. But I'm starting to think he doesn't want to be here. I'm just kind of getting
What does that have to do with it?
I don't know. I just don't. I just can't believe that. What's the buyout next year if they keep him? I mean, if they keep him.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. I just know it's like $12 million. I think that ain't a problem. We got some text here while you're rambling.
Well, but the problem is, QB, is the turnover looks bad. Okay. It shows instability. This is what, coach number 4 in the last 10 years or 3. It just shows a mess. It's just these guys don't know who they're hiring. I don't know what they do. I don't know what they're doing.
Well, it's a combination of two things. It has to go hand in hand. You have to have good players and good coaching to be successful.
Okay.
I mean, I just laid it out there for everybody.
That's brilliant.
Find me a team that doesn't have good players, doesn't have good coaches, that's winning ball games.
Okay. Well, I mean, yeah.
Can you find me one?
Well, LSU had pretty good players, and they can't win anything.
I don't think their players are that great.
Well, I mean, that you look at the roster, you would think that they've had a lot of injuries. In all fairness, a lot of their guys have been hurt and they haven't been able to play. But the last 2 years, I thought their rosters weren't so bad. But I guess they were average. I mean, that's what their record is. They're average. So,
LSU?
Yeah. And we hear about how great the recruiting classes are and all these five stars and Orja. But, I mean, geez, wouldn't it be great, though?
Well, did you hear what I just said? You have to have good coaching with good players. Good coaching. They had exceptional players that overcame coaching in 2019.
Well, I mean, he was the coach of the year in 2019. So
I just said he had exceptional players. They had like 15 guys going the first two rounds, JC.
That's fine. Those coaches got them there. Those coaches brought in the other coaches.
Do I need to clean your ears out? They had exceptional players that overcame the coaching.
Well, I don't think the coaching was as bad as you think it was. Outside of
the head coach, they had two good coordinators that both left. Now you've seen what's happened.
Who the head coach brought there. Okay. So you got to give him credit if you're going to criticize him. And he was the coach of the year. He had a winning record. And he's getting $18 million to walk away. I don't think he's done too badly. Now, his record is not that good the last 2 years, granted. But they've also had a lot of adversity, a lot of injury. I'm not here to talk about LSU. I will tell you this, though. If Lane Kiffin goes there, wouldn't it be great if he hired Ed Orgeron to be his defensive coordinator? So
that's one of those dumb statements that Gator fans think Will Muschamp's going to come be the damn defensive coordinator here.
I don't think it's
serious. That's just dumb.
It's not a serious statement. Come on.
Okay.
What's the matter with you?
We got a text on the Titan MR text line. Comes from Darryl. He says, good morning, guys. I feel like this Gators football season is like the old Merle Haggard song. Are the good times really over for good? Thanks for the text, Darryl. We got another one here from Ryan. He says, happy Friday, fellas. Want to give a shout out to Eric Marshall and the Santa Fe Raiders volleyball team for bringing the state title back to Alachua. Yeah, we talked about it yesterday on the Baker Sporting Goods High School Roundup. Shane, we agree 110% on the public versus private schools being ridiculous. Santa Fe's been the best public school, and they're given classification for a dang decade now, but always got bested by Orlando, Bishop Moore, and such until this year. They deserve it. Gun to the head, who y'all got, Florida or Missouri? By the way, get Luke to help you download Yellowstone for that joyous two-hour bus ride to Columbia. Safe travels. Yeah, well, he's busy being a college kid, so I don't know how to do any of that downloading. So I got other things I can do for the two-hour bus ride from St. Louis to.
So what's with this with the bus ride? They can't fly into the Columbia, Missouri. I mean, is there no airport?
Apparently, wherever charter flights land, they're having construction done or something.
Oh, so oh man, jeez. Well, all right. Well, you get to see the beautiful Missouri, landscape as you go from St. Louis to Como.
Yep. So I've been to St. Louis in years. I used to go there a lot as a youngster and watch the Cardinals play. It's not very far if you live in Mississippi.
You went to Bush Stadium. Jim Hart and Don Coryell and
I didn't say football, JC.
Oh, baseball.
Watch the Cardinal football.
Well,
baseball.
I don't know. They have.
I was a shortstop, so I went. And watch Ozzie Smith.
Ozzie, okay. Well, they also had a football team there called the Cardinals.
That was before you. We got a lot of people chiming in today on Facebook Live that there's video issues. It ain't us, folks. It's the glorious Facebook people. We can't control that, but we appreciate you chiming in today. We got JC here. Second portion, we'll have Fran's beard. Fran's always got some inside scoop on the Gator athletic programs. We'll see what he has to say today. We talked briefly last night. If you missed it, the Falcons just get destroyed by the Patriots. As I said, I think the Falcons have the worst. I don't know how they've won four games, quite honestly. I think they have the worst roster in the National Football League. Patriots are playing good football right now.
Yeah, I love the way New England's going. I think they've won five or six in a row. It's hard to bet against Belichick. This is the time of year they start to turn it on. I think that Mac Jones has more than exceeded expectations there. They're very happy with him. And defensively, they're playing great football. And I think they will challenge Buffalo in that division. I don't want to bet against Bill Belichick in that division. I mean, he's owned it for 20 years. So what, you know, and last year was a bad year, but it should have been because they lost their guy. So they've got a quarterback now, and that's why they're winning.
Yep. Turn your car truck into a rolling billboard for your business or brand with an eye-catching vehicle wrap from Wrap Spot this November. mention promo code Shane or see 13% off your vehicle wrap. JC, I came across this on Twitter. Okay. Listen to this. It's interesting. Uh-huh. It says, I don't remember who this was, but they came across an interesting stat when looking into Dan Mullen's record as a head coach against teams that finished this season in the top 25. In his seven top 25 wins as a head coach, which that doesn't seem like a whole lot, his teams have been the underdog every time. His teams have never won against a top 25 team when favored.
Wow, that blows me away there. What a stat. Well, that's a surprise, yeah. I mean, I think it shows underachievement. And even though he's won seven times as a dog, how long has he been
coaching? That's not a lot.
It's not.
He's been coaching, 12, 13 years as a head coach?
Right. No, it's not a lot at all. I mean, it's less than one per year. So, I think his overall record's okay. The expectation level at Mississippi State is certainly not what it is here, although it might be soon. But I think you're right. I think he's kind of had an underachieving record. It doesn't really spray out a lot of exemplary accomplishments. Now, he's won some big games, but he hasn't done what I think Florida fans want him to do, and that's win a championship here. He came close last year, but he didn't do it.
Yeah. You know, I've also read something, which I don't know why the NCAA hasn't gone to this before, but they're going to test the NFL communication coach to the quarterback in the helmet for the Bayou Classic, which I think is like Southern versus Grambling in a couple of weeks.
Okay.
I don't know why they haven't done that. I know it's pretty expensive, but hell, everybody can afford it these days.
Well,
that would make life so much easier than having to look over and get all those damn signals.
Well, can they do something for Facebook for us here? Can you get them to help out the communications here with the Facebook? I don't control that. QB, I mean, you guys didn't have any headphones in your helmets. You did just fine. I mean, you guys.
I know that, but let me tell you something. Once I got to the NFL after about my fifth year in the league when they did that, it just made life so much easier.
I'm sure.
I mean, you waste so many hours of the day learning signals.
Yeah.
And it's so much easier than just put down walkie-talkie in each other's ear and talk. All right, JC, what else is going on in the sports world?
Go ahead. No, you had a thought. Let's hear it. Go ahead.
Well, I did have a thought. Talking about the sports world, I've yet to watch one minute of NBA basketball.
Yeah.
But I was going to get to our Comfort Temp This Day in Sports.
Fire away.
By our good friends at Comfort Temp. Comfort is our business, peace of mind is our promise. Comfort Temp's now hiring team members with all levels of experience, great culture, $1,000 signing bonus for qualified positions. Give Comfort Temp a call, 352-376-2366. The reason I brought that up, because it talks about the NBA, which I have not watched any at all. Mm-hmm. In 2019, LeBron hits 25 points, 11 rebounds, and 10 assists as a Laker, as the Lakers beat the Thunder. He becomes the first player in NBA history to record a triple-double against all 30 franchises.
Oh, wow.
Jeez. Now, I don't know. Well, that's only, 2 years ago. For some reason, I thought Russell Westbrook had done it as well, but maybe not. Mm. But who cares? I don't really watch the NBA till the playoffs come around. College basketball, Gators, just like I said earlier, hammer the Milwaukee Panthers, I think they are. They have a top five player in America that chose to go play at Milwaukee for some reason.
I haven't looked at their schedule. Do they have any big tournaments to travel to and go play soon here?
We play in some tournament next week in the Fort Myers area. I think we play either Ohio State or.
Oh, there you go.
We're going to be playing somebody pretty good, I believe. And then a couple of weeks later, they play in that Orange Bowl Classic. It's Florida, Florida State, South Florida, and I think UCF.
Oh, you got Florida State again? Florida State's down there again? So
yeah, but we don't play them.
You wouldn't play them. Okay, I got you.
Here we go. We got some Facebook lives. Obviously, the feed is terrible today because Richard said it sounds like we're trying to talk underwater. John says, my stream is behind a little bit. Looked up Ole Miss's recruiting last night, and Lane's class is currently ranked 38th. Would Lane be an upgrade over Mullen? You can't compare the recruiting at Ole Miss to a major school like Florida, in my opinion. Ole Miss, I mean, look, here's all I got to say. We don't have one player at the skill position on offense that could start for the Ole Miss Rebels. That's my opinion. Whether they're 38th in the country in recruiting or what, they got some fast dudes that make plays. Yeah. That's all I know. But yeah, he would recruit better. You would think anybody would recruit better at a big school like this. It's hard to recruit at Ole Miss and Mississippi State. It's that simple.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you want to get the same guys that are going to Georgia and Bama and Ohio State and so forth, but you know, they're getting guys. I mean, they have facilities there. They've got money,
right? But they're 38th in the country
That's what some dumb poll says. Does that really mean anything? So, I think it's important to be good at it. I don't think Lane Kiffin's losing any sleep right now over who he's getting in here, because he may not even be there by the end of the year, but he may, and he may stick around for long. You know, Mel Tucker's about to sign a $95 million contract that he may go 9-4. Okay.
Yeah, I don't get it at all.
I don't either. Now, part of this, let's be honest, is private donation. Okay. A lot of that is actually. But, you know, if you get a mortgage guy who's a billionaire and an alumni who loves Michigan State football, yeah, he's going to want to keep his coach. So he's going to write a check. And that's what they're doing. But this guy could go 9-4. I mean, they could easily lose tomorrow. They could easily lose to Penn State, and they could easily lose their bowl game. I mean, they're 9-4 football team. This guy's going to get $100 million.
They'll go 9-4, 8-5 next year.
Yeah, and he'll be the second highest paid coach in football. The second one, number two.
Yeah, they're crazy.
The money's crazy. The money's crazy.
Yeah, I would pay him. I don't even know what he's getting paid now, but he's like a $3 million coach to me. Yeah. I don't see anything special. Real quick, Richard chimes in on Facebook Live, brought to you by Melton Law. Baldwin's dad, who is the stud player for Milwaukee, his dad's the coach. So, okay, that makes sense then.
There you go. Play there. Yeah, that makes
dad,
a lot of
give
sense.
Me the ball. Give me the ball. There was like 36 NBA scouts there last night to watch this kid play.
Yeah.
And they got shellacked.
Yeah. Well, they're a little tiny school. But, you know. But
that's listen, where they always do pretty well in the tournament. Yeah. Though. Bruce Pearl, that's where he started.
Is it Milwaukee? Okay. Well, back to the coaching thing. You've got 12 and soon to be 13 changes coming. You know, in coaching, we've had 12 coaches dismissed. I think Manny Diaz will be dismissed.
I think it was Idaho fired their coach Petrino last night.
Okay, so that would be 13 going on 14 when Diaz is showed the door. So. And I think you will be, because with the AD leaving, that's typically what would happen going forward. So, you know, it's the SEC is a tough gig. Certainly Florida is a high pressure job. Don't know about Dan. I just don't know if he's going to make it. I thought he would definitely by, you know, a couple weeks ago. And now I'm starting to think twice about it.
JC, how do we stand in the Peachland Dental weekend?
You are up for three games, 58 and 57. I'm 55.
Well, like a couple days ago, I was up five games. Then it went to four. Now I'm only up three.
Yeah.
How's that possible? We've had the same record.
Well, I looked at last week, QB, and you were 5-6, as was I. And before that, you were 53 and 51, and I was 50 and 54. So I just added the numbers.
Right. But say so.
I could be wrong. I could have missed one or two. We had a bunch of ties last week, but if you want to get it started, let's get our picks.
Real quick, before we get started on the picks, I want to read Kemp's Facebook Live here.
Okay.
Brought to you by Mel Law. He says, I do believe Dan Mullen is a defensive coordinator and a few good recruiters away from being in contention for a national championship.
I don't.
Look.
I don't.
As I have said for the last 2 years.
Not even close.
I didn't think we had good talent, especially on the defense side of the ball. Todd Grantham is going to coach football somewhere in the next couple of years, unless he just doesn't want to. But
yeah,
we might have only two players. We only have two players off last year's defense playing in the league, Marco Wilson and Slayton.
Right.
Then we probably only have two that are going to make rosters off this year's team, Kyrie Elam and maybe Zach Carter. I don't see anybody else. So,
I mean,
you cannot win at a high level if you don't bring in some dudes. That simple. I don't care who your coach is.
I don't see that happening either, unless he's got some guys locked up that's being very quiet about things. And I don't see Florida bringing in a big crop this year. I don't think their recruiting is going to be that good ranking-wise. But, again, we've talked about this. It's not that – you know, that will be determined when they develop and come to the program. But if you want to look at recruiting classes, Florida's will not be one of the top 5 or 10 in the country, I don't think.
John says, okay, we'll get to a picks after this one. He says, Fran said last night if Mullen were to get fired, he heard Lane was the first choice, Freeze was the second choice. Personally, Freeze. I prefer Freeze because we know he can recruit. He had a top 5 class at Ole Miss. They got on probation because of that, though, John.
In Hugh Freeze's world back then, it was if you're not cheating, you're not trying. But
yeah. I don't think there is any way in the world
that.
They would hire Hugh Freeze here.
Not. There is no way in the world. No chance. Zero chance of that. But it's a name, right? I mean, he's done well at Liberty. He's reclaimed his career. I don't think it's going to be him. I don't know about Lane. I think Lane's going to look at a bunch of teams.
I think if Lane is offered the job, we're coming to conclusions here. Yeah. If Lane is offered the job at the University of Florida,
he'll take it. Yeah. Well, that's just nothing but speculation, but it's a good guess. I mean, he's also probably going to be offered the LSU job. So,
but he will take the Florida job over the LSU job if he's offered both.
Well, I think Florida's got to look also at some other names too. I don't think you want to just pin your hopes all on one guy like this.
Well, I brought up this one, JC.
Yeah.
I brought up Bob Stoops.
Yeah. I don't think Bob likes to recruit. I don't think he's big on that. I think he likes to,
here's what you do. You hire people that he had. I mean, he brought some good dudes to Oklahoma. He recruited pretty well here, but I hear that he wants to get back into coaching possibly, but if it's the right situation. So
I don't know what that means, the right situation, but.
Well, he has a big ass house over in Crescent Beach.
He can have a big ass house anywhere he wants. But
when you have a house there, the weather, all no state taxes. Look, there's a lot of things that.
He had that big ass house and condo at the beach when he's coaching Oklahoma too. So
he was using the team plane way too much to go to.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, look, that's a good name, I suppose. I tell you, this guy's got no chance of being named a coach here at Florida. I wouldn't think, but I think Dave Clawson, what he's done at Wake Forest is amazing. Well, I just think it's a great name. He'll probably
end up at like Virginia Tech or somewhere like that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you don't think he would end up with a big, a top pro.
I don't know why his name doesn't get thrown around. I like him. I think he does a tremendous job.
Doran's done well at NC State, too. I mean, and the thing is that these two guys have had 6 to 8 some odd years to develop these programs. And that's common for schools of that type, Wake Forest, NC State. These are developmental type schools and programs, and their coaches tend to last longer, right? But I think he's proven. I mean, I don't know what you need to see. Wake Forest is a very good football team and has been very competitive. So I don't know what you need to see. Dave Clawson's a good offensive coach. They score points and they get players. They got Wake Forest got a couple of good wide receivers from Florida. So, they can find players. They can.
Yeah. I'll answer John's question. Answer is no. All right, JC, let's get to the Peachland Dental Weekend Picks. Gator Nation's number one choice for dentistry in Port Charlotte and surrounding areas. Visit them at peachlanddental.com. It's time for JC and the QB Weekend Picks. What you got? Right. I know you studied.
I studied for 5 minutes before we came on, but I think that's 5 minutes more than you. Texas is at West Virginia, a reeling program against a very – ho-hum program, but this is a big game in the Big 12 for these two schools, I think. And I'm taking West Virginia laying 3 against the discombobulated Texas Longhorns. Who you got?
Where's this game at?
Morgantown.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I'm gonna take the Longhorns. That line should be way more.
You think they're going to turn around?
I'm interrupting here. Natasha, who was in the I believe she used to work in the football office when the HBC and all those folks were there. She says Bobby's a great recruiter. And
maybe he is, maybe he isn't, but I'm sure when he was at Florida and he was the defensive coordinator, he had to be. I think as he became head coach over the years, he probably didn't work as hard at it, but maybe he did. I'm just going off of what you know, I hear on these talk radio shows that know more than us. At least that's what they think.
That's what they think they know. I mean, hell, do you think you and I know more than everybody else? We're on a talk
show. Well, I'll tell you this. You got but your phone keeps ringing while you're on your talk show. There is a silent button over there.
Forces are calling.
Don't they know you're busy right now doing Peachland?
They're trying to give me news to break on air. Let's see.
Okay.
Who's that? Wasn't a source.
How about Wake Forest, where my man Dave Clawson is taking his show to Clemson and catching 4 points from those rugged Tigers? Good defensive team, trashy offensive team. What do you think there? I'm taking Wake. I want the points.
Clemson's favor?
By 4. Yeah.
Wow. That makes no sense.
Here we go again.
Give me Clemson.
You're all about the name, QB.
Well, here's the thing. Wake Forest can't stop anybody, and I feel like at least Clemson can run it down her throat.
Clemson's got
a good defense. This will be the best defense Wake has played all year.
Yeah. Michigan State getting 19 with the soon-to-be second-highest paid coach in football in Mel Tucker. Michigan State at Ohio State at the Horseshoe, 19 points. Last week, Purdue was getting about the same amount, got run over. I could very easily see that happening again, but I think Michigan State will play them tougher than Purdue. They typically do. They've won here before in Columbus. They beat Urban Meyer here. But Michigan State is a weird school. I don't know. I'm going to take the 19 points and hope I hold on.
Okay, I'm picking everyone against you so far. I'm going to take the Buckeyes because I don't think Michigan State's that good.
Yeah.
And I think Purdue's a better football team than Michigan State, honestly.
Well, they beat
especially
them.
Offensively, but they didn't win the game. I think Ohio State rolls them.
No, Purdue beat Michigan State.
Oh, that's right. So I do, like you said, I think Purdue is a better football team than Michigan State.
Even though they
not
have
that three matters, losses. Well, but Ohio State is a hell of a lot better than Michigan State, and they're going to take that $95 million and go, why did we do this?
Well, the donors are doing it mostly. Iowa State at Oklahoma. I don't think the Sooners are that good, QB. I know you love them. They're your team, but I'm going to take the Cyclones catching the 4 points. They're not good.
Where's
either,
this game at?
It's in Norman. Yeah.
Yeah. See, I don't think Iowa State's worth a damn. Yeah. Oklahoma's not what they've been, but
OU. Why isn't it 9 or 10 points?
Because there's a love for Iowa State in the country still. You know, they were preseason like number 6 in America. People still think they're very good. I haven't seen it. I'll take OU.
Okay. Southern Methodist, I think they've lost 2 straight, but they're going into Cincinnati. I think they and Houston have, I think, puncher's chances against the Bearcats. Meaning they could upset them, but they're catching 11.5, and I want those points in a high scoring game. I'm not sure about Cincinnati. I don't think they're that good, but even though their record is pretty gaudy,
I'll take SMU because they can score.
Okay, so that's our first like pick. Kansas State's playing good football here lately. They get the Baylor Bears coming off that big win against Oklahoma, where, by the way, the Big 12 fined the Baylor University $25,000, not $250,000, for rushing the field. This would be the second time the Baylor fans did it, and they don't care. Kansas State's catching, actually laying 1, and they've won a couple games now here, strung together some wins. They're playing good football, and I think coming off that win, Baylor's going to have somewhat of a letdown. I like K-State at home laying 1.
I do, too.
Okay, I thought you were going to take Baylor there.
Let me read a couple of these Facebook Lives real quick, JC. Give us a break here. John says on Facebook Live, brought to you by Melvin Law, Barrett Salib posted something on Twitter yesterday that Dan Mullen had the highest odds to be the next coach to be fired. Kemp says, lastly, I could be wrong, but I think Dan kind of got in his feelings with the fans voicing their frustration with the 2021 season. He was probably also complaining because he felt he was asked to do more with less than regards to facilities. This is too long for me to read. Jimbo Kirby and those guys have excellent recruiting. The head coaches close on getting these recruits, but make no mistake about it, there are some recruiter position players out there who are doing the groundwork. I'm not sure what he's talking about. All I know is, yes, you have to have good recruiters at all on your staff. The coach goes in and tries to close the deal. The coach doesn't go to every school. I think people don't understand that. Coaches are assigned different regions of the country. So, all right, back to the picks, JC.
All right, yeah. Oregon, the Ducks at Utah. You know, if Oregon didn't lose to Stanford, they'd be number two, but they're three. But they're catching 3 points on the road. That tells you what the country think or what the odds makers think of Oregon. They're getting 3 points at Utah. I like the Ducks. I don't know why. I just think they somehow pull out these games. They're close games, but I'm not sure of Utah. I do know they play well in Salt Lake, but I'm going to take the Ducks getting three.
I'm going to take the Utah Utes.
At home. Yep. I don't blame you. Auburn is at South Carolina. South Carolina plus 7.5. That's a lot on your home field. Auburn, I think, is in somewhat of a disarray scenario here. Lost a quarterback last week. I've never thought Auburn to be as good as everybody else wanted to make them out to be. And I think South Carolina can keep the ball, run the ball, maybe hold on and stay close. I'm going to take the home dog, 7.5.
I'll take the Auburn Tigers in a rout.
Why?
Their defense is very good.
They are.
South Carolina is awful. And I just think they're not going to ask TJ Finley to do much. They're going to turn around and hand it to number four. What's his name? Bigsby?
Bigsby.
And I think he runs it right down their throats.
Okay. Somehow they can figure that out, but Florida can't figure that out with Pierce, right? Is that what you're saying?
Well, we can't block. We couldn't block them, first of all. And we're not going to give Damian Pierce more than 5 touches a game. It's a fact. I mean,
that's just
the kid's stupid. A senior. Okay. And he gets 5 touches a game. So what's going to change this week? Nothing. Okay.
Well, we're getting to this week here in a minute. Vandy at Mississippi, 36.5, QB. Coming off a big win over A&M. That's a lot of points. I'm going to take Vandy with the points.
I hate Vandy getting points.
Do you? Yeah. I can't stand Vandy, but that's too many. All right.
Vandy covered for me last week against Kentucky.
Yeah, they did. Arkansas is at Alabama. This is where Alabama punches their ticket to get to Atlanta. They won't wait till next week. They're going to hammer Arkansas, and I'm taking them. It's 20.5, which is a lot, but I think Arkansas gets rolled here. Yeah.
Normally, I would agree with you, but I have got serious concerns with Alabama's offensive line.
Okay.
So I'm going to take Arkansas.
That's a lot of points. One wouldn't blame me for that. We get to the line that when I saw it on Tuesday, I thought I was seeing things, but Florida is laying 8.5. It was 9.5 on Tuesday. Now it's 8.5, and they're laying it to Missouri, nobody's confusing Missouri for Ohio State, but Missouri's getting 8.5 at home. I think they can score a lot of points. They can also give up a lot of points. And you're looking at a high scoring game here, I think, because I don't think either team's defense really wants to be there. So I'm going to get the 8.5 points and take it in a high scoring game because it could go back and forth.
I'm going to take Missouri too. I think Florida's going to win the game on like a last second field goal.
Okay. All right. So it'll be inside of 8.5. Our two pro games.
Brandon says on Facebook Live, brought to you by Metal Law, UF needs Eric Bieniemy. Eric Bieniemy would be a fool to go anywhere in college football. He's been coaching in the National Football League for so many years, and to have to go and recruit kids.
If you're going to hire Eric Bieniemy, you might as well hire Byron Leftwich. It's a lot closer.
But none of those guys are going to be coaching college football.
No,
they do not want to recruit.
No, that's what I'm saying, and that's why I don't know if Bob Stoops wants to keep recruiting. I think he likes his life.
But he's a college guy. He doesn't have to. I mean, he has to recruit, but he would bring. I don't know who he would bring, but he's got really good assistants that have worked under him that are good recruiters. So that's where it all comes from.
Well, it could happen. But I do believe the premise that Barrett Salee made, that Dan is probably, he's a lame duck right now. Dallas is at Kansas City. This is one of our two NFL games. 3-point spread here, Kansas City at home. They looked great against Vegas last week, but Dallas did too in their game. This is a tough one for me, but I want to take Dallas. I really do, getting the 3 points. So that probably means I should take Kansas City, but I'm going to just be a homer and take Dallas because I like Dallas.
So the Chiefs are favored by 3 at home.
That's it. Uh-huh. Dallas has got some injuries on defense. I think the Chiefs will score a lot, but I do think Dallas will as well. So I'm going to take Dallas. But
you're going to take Dallas. This is a Tulsa. Is this a night game or one of those day games?
I think this is Sunday night football. I think. Let me. I will check.
I'll take KC at home. I don't think they – I think Dallas
will roll. No, this is not. This is a 4:30 game. So you got the Chiefs, okay? And then I think this is going to be a close game too. And I wasn't going to think that. But Monday night's game in Tampa has the Giants, who have put together a couple wins here recently. I don't know how they've done it. They're not a good team, but they're playing hard for that coach. And they're getting 11. And I think Tampa's got a little bit of like the flu right now. And I don't think they're that healthy either. So Tampa Bay is going to lay 11, and I'm thinking Tampa Bay will blow them out, but I'm going to take the points. This is a weekend where I'm just taking points. So,
the Giants are playing the Bucks, getting 11 at home.
It's in Tampa. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, they can blow them out, but the Giants are playing hard. For some reason, they're playing hard for this Joe Judge. And
I'm going to take the Giants because of their defense. They're going to rush four. Or rush three, drop eight into coverage, and make. I mean, Brady hasn't played great lately. Now they could come out and go crazy.
Well, but the Giants,
Tampa's defense is not great either.
Right. Well, they're hurt. There's a lot of injury issues in Tampa, and New York has won two out of their last three games and almost beat the Chiefs. So they lost to the Chiefs by 3 points. So I think they're just playing well. I think right now they're playing well. Their record is lousy, but they're playing well. So I think I go with that and get the 11 points, and they lose by 10, and we win the bet. So there you go.
All right, real quick, Camp says here on Facebook Live, Shane, so does the head coach have an assigned region for recruiting? If so, learn something. No, the head coach is not. So all the assistants have assigned regions of the state and in the country. And then they go out to all the high schools and see all the kids and all that. Then when you get serious with a certain player, when it's the appropriate time, the head coach will go to their house and visit with the family. So the head coach, he's not one that's going to get in the car and go school to school. The head coach, they figure out who they are going to target for him to go see personally. That's how
I have seen Nick Saban at places like Baker High, in McClenney and places like
because who was there?
They wanted their guy.
Okay, well, that's what I just said.
Well, who was at Baker High?
D.C. Jefferson.
Oh, Jefferson. Okay.
Well, that's what I'm just saying. He's not going to get in. You won't see a head coach get in a helicopter and go land at Buchholz High School just to land at Buchholz High School. Mm-hmm. There better be a top 10 player in America sitting at that school. Whereas your coach that has that region has to go to all the schools, whether they got players there or not.
And an example of that is Pete Golding recruits in Louisiana, and he's got offensive guys he's looking at. You know, he's a defensive coordinator. Yeah,
correct. Yeah, they have meetings, and they say, okay, whatever Pete Golding, use him for example. He's a defensive coordinator for Alabama. His area is Louisiana. They may have a top notch. Let's use Arch Manning for example.
That's who
quarterback. Pete Lanning ain't never going to coach Arch Manning. But he's recruiting Arch Manning. And then when it gets time for that kid, when it's time, getting close to signing time, that's when Saban lands a helicopter at Newman High School or in Archie's backyard, whatever they're going to do to try to get him to come.
I'm sure Archie's got a heliport as well in this place. So I wouldn't doubt that for one second. It's going to be an interesting time, man. We've got a couple weeks until early signing period. We've got, 2 weeks. We're going to figure out these races and these divisions. We're going to figure out who's going to go into the championship games in their conferences, and we're going to see coaches move on. So this is going to be tremendous the next 14 to 20 days.
All right, JC. We'll talk to you
Monday.
Have a good week.
All right, you too. Have a good trip to Missouri.
Yep, that's JC joining us on the Titan More Hotline. I'm going to take a timeout, come back. We'll be joined by Franz Beer from Gator Bay. Get his thoughts on Gator football and basketball. You're watching and listening to Pot Up with Matthews in the Morning.
We want to take this moment to thank all our sponsors who keep the show going and pay the bills. Crime Prevention Security Systems, large enough to serve you, small enough to care. Titan MRI, Gainesville's only locally owned and operated MRI facility. Meldon Law, won't back down. Peachland Dental, Gator Nation's first choice for dentistry in Port Charlotte. Comfort Temp, comfort is our business, peace of mind is our promise. QC Kinetics, live pain-free with QC Kinetics. Great Clips, it's going to be great. Our Gridiron sponsors are Auto ER, UF Bookstores, Celebration Point Town Center, South State Bank, Chris Doring Mortgage, Silverback Concrete Co. Some of our touchdown sponsors are Campus USA Credit Union, Adams Rib Company, Doreen Wiebe Realtor, Caldwell Banker, M.M. Parish, Gator Dominoes, Celebrate Primary Care, Gator Bait Media, Rap Spot, Okito America, Gators Dockside, Style Cuts, Big Mills Cheesesteaks. If you are interested in promoting your business on the show, visit potupwithshane.com and click the advertise button. Again, thank you to all the great businesses that support the show. If you like what we are doing here, make sure you follow us and support the businesses that support us.
Hi, Steve Spurrier here. You know, making a reservation at my restaurant is easier than a Saturday afternoon homecoming game against Vandy. You don't have to call or email. Just go to spurriers.com, hit the reservation button, pick a date, number of guests, and a time. It's so simple, I can do it. In fact, I just did. Maybe I'll see you tonight.
Welcome back to the Crime Prevention Security System Studios. Large enough to serve you, small enough to care. Center State Bank is now South State Bank, where we still put business first. We understand that small businesses need a community business partner that they can rely on. South State still has four convenient Alachua County locations. South State Bank, banking forward, member FDIC. We're now going to head to the Titan Tomorrow Hotline. We're going to be joined by Franz Beard from Gator Bait. Good morning, Franz. How are you, buddy?
Good morning. It's a lovely day here in Florida, and unfortunately, it's not going to be quite so lovely up in Missouri tomorrow.
Yeah, I think we'll get lucky. Franz, I want to get your first of all, I got to answer this Facebook Live or it goes away here, brought to you by Melvin Law. John asked, Shane, how important is for high schools, for the high school head coach to like a certain college? Should UF concentrate on making them happy and making the head coaches have a good opinion of UF? That has nothing to do with it. Doesn't matter if you, a head coach, went to Nebraska, went to Michigan, went played for the Gators. If they're all going to treat those high school coaches very, very well, because it doesn't matter who it is. They want that player. They're going to do what they got to do. All right, Franz, let's jump right into it. How important is this Missouri win for Dan Mullen to be the coach next year?
Well, I came away last night with the opinion that it's probably a 65, 70 to 35, 30 notion that he's going to be the coach next year. But that being said, if they go up to Missouri and they have a game like they had last week, I think it's over. I don't see him surviving a second straight week of that. I know that a lot of people want there are a lot of people out there that say they really want Dan to move on someplace else. I think he's a good football coach, but I think he's got some fixing he has to do with this program, or else he's going to have long-term problems that he can't fix.
Yeah, so, you know, I don't know how you fix it is my question. Let's just say, if you had to sit down, Franz, you've been covering Gator football for a long time. How do you think Dan can fix this? How can he fix it in the next eight quarters to keep the job?
Well, in the next eight quarters, he can get out there and dial up plays like he's dialed up before and have those great offensive games and win the games decisively. We've seen him have these games when everything he dials up just works well. You played for a coach that could get on a play call and roll yourself, and you know what that's like. The question is, can he do it? Will he do it? That's a $64,000 question. Nobody knows. Right now, I think he's got to have that kind of those kind of games. I think they've got to win them. And win them decisively, and they can do it even with all the flaws. But if he survives, what's next after that? I mean, just surviving isn't going to do a whole lot for you. You can't survive this year and then not make a dozen or more important changes. And this is a program that's got to have a lot of change for Dan to have a chance to really survive beyond next year. I'm not of the opinion that it would be really great to have a lame duck coach that's just not going to do anything for next year. I think he's got a lot of work to do to get the program back on track again. But it can be done. Notre Dame did it back in 2016. Brian Kelly had gone through a 3-year stretch of 22 wins and 16 losses, including 4-8 in 2016. And they had everybody in the world up that way wanted him fired. And he convinced Jack Swarbrick to meet with him. And then he came into the meeting with a detailed plan of how he was going to revitalize the Notre Dame program. And Jack Swarbrick, to his credit, said, okay, I'll give you the things you want, but you're on a short leash. And of course, since then, they've had at least 10 wins every season, and they've made the playoffs a couple times. So it can be done. Now, the question is, does Dan have the resolve to do it? And does he have the plan to do it? Shane, you know as well as I do from, you know, you spent, what, 13 years in the National Football League, or was it 14? I lost count. Mm-hmm. But you know that the teams that won, that you were on, won because they really, really game planned well. And if you don't game plan well at that level, you're not going to win. And so Dan's got to have a game plan. He's got to have some sort of plan to really change things around. And that's where my question is, does he have the resolve to do that?
So having said all that, you're talking about Dan Dahl. I think Dan will be fine calling plays this week. I think he'll be fine calling against Florida State. My question is, can we stop anybody? You know, friends, when I look at this team the last 2 years, and not so much last year on offense, but this year on offense, I don't see great team speed. I don't see great team speed on the defensive side of the ball. Line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball are an issue. So what do you think Dan can do to address those key areas for next year? And how do you get a defensive coordinator to come in here with this personnel and be a better defense? Or is it basically on all the exit meetings, look, we're going to have to go find a ton of players in the transfer portal. You may not play. You may not be a starter next year. What do you think they have to do?
Well, I think you just hit the nail on the head right there, is they're going to have to go hard in the transfer portal. You know, Mel Tucker did that this year at Michigan State. He's got 21 transfers up there, of which 12 play prominently, and many of them start, including Chester Kimbrough, who was a defensive back here last year. He's starting at corner for them. But Kenneth Walker, they picked him up from Wake Forest Gump. They picked up their starting left tackle. Was an all Sun Belt tackle. Now, a lot of people laughed when they brought him in there and they said, Sun Belt Conference, boy, we are really scraping the bottom of the barrel here. But all he's done is he's become the most dominant left tackle in the Big Ten. So there are going to be players out there. You know, we have essentially free agency, and you're going to have players who are out there. Whether it's at Florida, you know, leaving Florida or coming to Florida, there are going to be players out there. And it's estimated that this year there will be 3,000 players. You think about that, 3,000 players in the transfer portal this year. That's an awful lot of players. When I first saw that, it just kind of staggered me. I said, how can we do that? But essentially, we've created a situation now where if you're not starting by your second year, or you're unhappy, you're in a situation where you don't like the coach or the scheme or whatever like that, if you haven't transferred before, you've got, essentially got a free pass. You can go anywhere you want to go. You know, I look back at your career, for example, they didn't have it back then, but there were, what, six quarterbacks on the roster when you were there. Some of those guys probably would have left if there'd been that transfer portal back when you were, what, a freshman or a sophomore at Florida before Coach Spurrier got here. But that's going to have to be the way. There's an interesting NCAA waiver rule that just was passed, and I'm sure you've already paid attention to it. Seven guys can transfer out, and you can replace them in the transfer portal without it counting against your 25. So let's say Florida gets seven there. Right now they've got 13 committed high school players. Let's say that Dan bumps that up and he's got 17 or maybe 18. That would, if he got 18 high school players and then filled out the rest of his class with transfers, he could have 14 transfer players in there. And as I see it, he's going to need three offensive linemen. He has, you know, some young offensive linemen. Kingsley at center is going to be back. Brown will be back. I think Michael Tarquin has done a very good job this year. Richie Leonard's been playing a lot, but they don't have much depth behind that. And they're going to need, you know, I think they could bring in two offensive linemen. The speed issue particularly is going to be out there. And I think there's some fast guys, particularly if you go to a league like the Sun Belt. My gosh, I don't know if you watch those games on Thursday and Friday night where they always put Sun Belt games on. Mm-hmm. There is a tremendous amount of speed at particularly skill positions there. There's a lot of speed on defense in those leagues as well. I watched Coastal Carolina and Louisiana playing games, and they've got a lot of big time players. They don't have the difference, I think, Shane, at that level in the SEC level is the SEC. Everybody's got a three deep down there. They got a one deep, and they don't have the backup guys, but their starters can play. So I think there are guys out there that you can get. And I think there's going to be a lot of players, for example, in Big Ten schools transferring out, an awful lot of guys in the Big 12, I'm hearing, are going to be leaving because they think the league is going to be devalued soon, and they think there's going to be a lot of movement with head coaches. So there's going to be players out there. It's a question of, can you get the right players, I think.
Right. Well, Franz, time went by way too fast. I appreciate you taking the time today. We'll see what happens these next 2 weeks. I think they're very critical to see where the program is going to head. But again, we'll touch base with you because we know you got a lot of good information. I appreciate your time today.
Thanks so much, Shane. Bye-bye.
Yeah, that's Franz Beard. Join us on the Titan Tomorrow Hotline. Hope you enjoyed today's show. Have a great weekend, folks. Today's show is a wrap, brought to you by RapSpot. We'll see you next week.
We want to take this moment to thank all our sponsors who keep the show going and pay the bills. Crime Prevention Security Systems, large enough to serve you, small enough to care. Titan MRI, Gainesville's only locally owned and operated MRI facility. Meldon Law, won't back down. Peachland Dental, Gator Nation's first choice for dentistry in Port Charlotte. Comfort Temp, comfort is our business, peace of mind is our promise. QC Kinetics, live pain-free with QC Kinetics. Great Clips, it's going to be great. Our Gridiron sponsors are Auto ER, UF Bookstores, Celebration Point Town Center, South State Bank, Chris Doring Mortgage, Silverback Concrete Co. Some of our touchdown sponsors are MB Listing, McDonald's of Gainesville, My IT Masters, Gainesville Neon and Signs, 84 Lumber, Tropical Smoothie Cafe, Avera and Smith, Dowling Signs, Baker's Sporting Goods, Ruse Ogra Agent, State Farm Insurance, Silver Cube Billiards and Sports Bar. If you are interested in promoting your business on the show, visit potupwithshane.com and click the advertise button. Again, thank you to all the great businesses that support the show. If you like what we are doing here, make sure you follow us and support the businesses that support us.